Let's Go Otsuko.
And I'm in quarantine.
At home. Hello, welcome to Let's Go Otsuko. It's me, Otsuko. All right, not gonna lie, I felt the blues this week. I felt down. I've been thinking about support systems and how important they are. I was like, who are the people that I go to for comfort? And my husband is actually very supportive. My husband, Ryan. We're both creatives and we work together on this podcast. And we both co-created Let's Go Otsuko, the woke Japanese game show, the live version, and then the one we formatted for TV. And it's so nice to have a partner who sees eye to eye with you, has the same outlook on life and morals and values, right? Is on the same side of history and politics as you, and also just is such a great cheerleader, you know, through times where it's really hard for me to even like get up, you know, and try to be organized. I'm kind of what people would say is not type A. I'm not super organized and like timely or whatever. Is it timely? I'm not like super on time, nor do I get like angry if something's like off, you know, even just a little bit. I kind of find peace and chaos, and that's probably just my upbringing, but also maybe just the way I was born. This is my personality. Like if something's off a little bit, I don't get mad. I might get nervous, but I try to find a way to make it work with my everyday. Ryan's like that too, you know. I've been thinking about support systems because, like, depression is real and people are starting to miss their friends, people who've been super quarantining. Or even if you're trying to get back into real life or regular life, right? Like, you still know there's a pandemic. You still know that people are being treated unfairly. And you still know, if you're in the States, that the elections are coming up. So hold on to your most supportive friends and family members. Also reach back out to them, you know. Check in and see how people are doing, as they do the same for you. And sometimes, you know, you might be like, God, I don't know who is the most supportive people to me. It can be online communities. And we're out there. So I encourage you to keep going, because we're about to go into this episode. And my guest today, Clayton English, is a hilarious comedian. We both kind of have a similar outlook on life, which is like, you gotta keep smiling through things. And there's always something positive you can find out of negative, finding levity in things. And I love the way he writes jokes, because it always comes from the silly place that I like to come from too when I'm making jokes or writing jokes. But before we go into the episode, you know what I gotta do. That's right. That's right. Rate our podcast 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. That's right. It really helps us out and gets people excited and let people know, wow, I really like listening to Otsuko every week, every Friday. I look forward to it. Or however you want to say it, okay? And if you want to take it a step further, you can join us on Patreon at patreon.com/letsgootsuko, where you can see the full episodes on video. Oh, and here's an announcement. Me and Ryan, my husband, just started a new podcast. It's called Otsuko and Ryan Watch World of Dance. That's right. That TV show, NBC's World of Dance, you're like, I don't watch that show. You're like, I don't know anyone that watches that show. That's okay. It's a podcast mostly about our marriage. In the episodes that are out right now, we've covered finding a rat in our kitchen, finding Ryan's ballet shoes from when he was 18, to me forgetting our anniversary. Actually, I forgot how many years we'd been married. Yeah, a lot of juicy stuff. So check it out on Otsuko and Ryan Watch World of Dance. All right, but right now, you're listening to Let's Go Otsuko at home. So without further ado, here's the episode! Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I am so happy to be here with my guest, Clayton English, everybody!
Yeah! What's up? How you doing?
Oh, Clayton, I am good. You know, I don't know if people have told you this all of your life. I'm sure they have. I don't want to assume. Do people just get so joyous when they see your face? Like, you have just like a baby smile. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, most of the time, that's the energy I try to bring in the room. So, you know, you can feel it when it's not reciprocated. So,
right.
Like, I try to make it infectious. And, yeah.
It's so sweet. Like, every time that I've seen you, I'm always like, he's just, your resting face is a smile. I feel like.
Maybe, somewhat, yeah, I guess. But you know when I'm not smiling, I'm serious too, sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have to be, but...
Right, yeah. Right, right. So, I mean, it's so rare that someone's resting face is this.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I'd rather, I'm enjoying... If I'm out, I'm going to enjoy it, man. Like, it costs. Like, I had to pay to park. I could have got pulled over. Who knows what could have happened? My car could have got towed. I could get robbed out here. It's crazy.
So, Ooh. Are you really thinking about that all the time? Are you like... I mean... You know, just like, I gotta be thankful because literally anything could have gone wrong.
Yeah, because I done been in situations where it definitely could have went the wrong way. And I was able to make it out of those. And it's sometimes you make it out of it and you're like, man, that had to be my ancestors. Or like my great-great-grandmother looking out for me from beyond. Because there's no way I should have made it out of this situation.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
No, I believe that. Could I ask what one of these situations was?
Yeah, I mean, anytime getting pulled over with a large amount of contraband and, you know, enough to make you go sit down. And I was in school and the whole situation was so crazy because it was like I was supposed to go pick up. It wasn't even nothing crazy. It was some weed,
a
few other things. Go pick it up. I'm going back. I'm like, my headlight is out. So I wanted to do it all in the daytime. Check, check. One, two.
Thank God.
We back. Okay. We back. What happened?
We got to go back because technology said, girl, I don't think you're ready for us. Go back to the wire. Go back to the wire situation.
Your AirPods not going to let you. Oh, man. Come on. They're supposed to be.
You know what it is, Clayton? They're Google Pods. And, you know, I'm an Apple girl. The husband's a Google guy. And that's caused rifts, you know, like the Google Pods are now.
I didn't know there was Apple girls and Google guys.
I didn't know there was.
That's going to be how we talk about this in the future. So what was the pandemic like? Well, man, it was a lot of Apple girls and some Google guys.
It's me talking like a child because that is how I talk. I talk like a child. I need things to be explained like that for me. To understand.
No, it makes sense.
Okay, why were we arguing so much during the pandemic? It's because we decided to be intertechnologically connected. You know how there's interracial dating, right? I feel like we're an Apple and Google family trying to get along.
Right. That's a lot of apps on the smart TV.
Yeah, it's confusing.
That's a lot of apps.
Yeah. No, I know. And anyway, you were opening up. You were being vulnerable about the contrabands. Okay.
So yeah, I had it and I wanted to get it all done in the daytime before the sun went down because I only had one headlight, and that's gonna get you pulled over. You're riding around with one headlight. But what you can do if you have one headlight is so anyway. It took way too long to get the weed.
Yeah.
Got it, put it in the car. It's nighttime at this point, so I got to use my headlights, but I use my brights because your brights give you, you still got the other light and it looks like you got two lights, but now you're riding around with your brights on and you're blinding people. So
sure.
I'm going this way. The police officer or whatever, he might've been sheriff or something. He's coming this way, the opposite. It's a median. So he can't, it's like a ditch. He just can't cut right across and U-turn, but he sees me with my brights on. He flashes for me to turn my brights off. He does it like two times, and I don't turn him off until I get past him. And when he sees that, I see him get ready to make the U-turn, but he still has to go away. So that's when I try to push this Honda Civic as hard as it could go.
Clayton!
I'm yanking in this 89 Honda Civic to get up because my street is right up here on the right. So I'm like, if I can make up the time in between, it's going to take him to turn around. So I hit the right. As soon as I pull into like my driveway, right?
Yeah.
Like he came zooming up from like he had to do like 100 to catch up to me just because he had a ways to go. And he came zooming up like, so all he saw me was turning into my neighborhood. He didn't really see me driving fast. He didn't see me, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
He saw me turning into my neighborhood. And I just drive and I go to my normal parking spot and I get out the car.
And that was
it? He's like, no, he was like, do you live here? And I was like, yeah. He was like, you had your brights on. I was like, yeah, my headlight was out and I didn't want to have one headlight. It's like, well, you can't be riding around with your brights on like that. Didn't you see me flashing you? And I said, yeah, I didn't know you was flashing at me until I realized. And he was like, so you live here? And I was like, yeah. He's like, which one you live in? And I was like, you know, I pointed to it, told him the number or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he was like, all right, go on home. And, like, I don't know what it was that just made him not want to pursue it further. But yeah, like.
That is your ancestors. You are right.
Yeah. It was in Tallahassee where, like, I was supposed to be down there going to school. I was supposed to be down there for college. And it's a little racist. It can be, you know. They definitely have.
Look, I don't understand why. It always happens, too, where it's like a black person is like, 2 seconds away from their home.
Yeah, man. And that home don't even save you. People get killed in their home. That's the crazy part.
I know.
And it feels like your safe place. And the other thing I learned, like my mom told me when I was a kid, like it was a story. It was about like the rabbit leading the dogs that was chasing them back to the rabbit burrow. And then the whole rabbit family's like, what the fuck, man? We got to move now. Like,
sure. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Dogs know where we live, you asshole.
Like, and they're four times bigger.
Right, right.
And they work for the cops.
Exactly.
You know?
They are the cops.
Yeah. And the rabbits are like, we don't work for any institutions. You brought home cop working dogs?
Yeah. Yeah. Now we got to find a whole new burrow. So, but your instinct is to go home. And if I get home, I'm safe. Like, I've been arrested in my driveway before. It's crazy. Like, it's, yeah.
I know.
I've seen it. I'm from the South, though, so it's, you're going to see the racism.
Yeah, no, I know it. That's why I'm like, anytime, even if it's just pulled over for like a headlight or whatever, man, but that fact about brights, I did not know that. So that is something I just learned from you, was turning on your brights means both lights work. Because it's...
Well, because your bright's not out because you don't really use your bright that much, right?
Right.
So when your regular headlight goes out, you just kind of put your brights on and then it's like you got two headlights, but your lights are bright and you're probably blinding the people. So, yeah.
I am so glad I'm so glad you've gotten out of situations like that. And you're like alive and you're still happy and smiling. And
you gotta be after that. Like, you gotta laugh. Like, after you get away, like, it's like, oh, it could, like, because otherwise you'll go crazy. That's what we say. We say, my family used to say, you know, we laugh to keep from crying. So, yeah, if you laugh about it, if you dwell on it and you just let it drain you.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
My family's the opposite of your family. They're like, if you laugh about it, people will think you're weak. So keep it inside. Do not cry. Just take it out by eating a lot. It's all just stress eating.
Oh,
that's all my family does. So they'll
don't say nothing. Don't show them. Don't
show emotion. And you know what's crazy is, you know, my family, they've seen wars. They've seen poverty. They've seen families die to diseases. But it's feelings. Right. It's feelings where they draw the line. That's what they literally can't take. I've seen.
Right.
You know what I mean? My grandma's husband was murdered. But it's feelings. If she sees you showing an emotion, that's what she'll fall apart over. You know?
Right, right.
It's
right.
Crazy.
That's crazy. Because mine's like, my family's like, you can show emotion, but don't spaz out. Don't do nothing crazy. Like, get your shit together. But right. You saying, they're like, no, don't show nothing. No lip quiver, no snot, nothing. Like,
yeah. And I'm like, but. It's sunny today. Can we smile? You know? And they're like, that's weak. What?
Oh.
What you That's were crazy. You were just straight faced when I'm when I came out of my mom's womb. You know what I mean? You're telling me, Grandma. You're telling me, Dad. You just straight faced it. You weren't like, oh, that's our daughter. You know what I mean? That's psychotic. It's psychotic. I'm glad you have a family like that. That's like, we gotta laugh. You gotta laugh, you know. And
y'all can't do no emotions, no way. Your family is cold. That's
you know what?
Like, no smiling, no weakness.
Mm-hmm.
But it probably made you who you are to a certain degree. Like, I wouldn't. My family's not good in other aspects. Just that one. That's about.
Yeah, but that kind of. I think it actually helps in so many other aspects to have the attitude your family does. Because, like, it actually even, like, makes you live longer. You know what I mean?
I hope so.
Yeah, there's, like, studies where, like, your attitude, right? You get sick less if you're actually, like, laughing more. Things like that, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, and my family is just like, we've seen a lot. All of our relatives died due to diseases. I'm like, maybe because they didn't smile, you know? And the weird thing is, Clayton.
Don't say that.
I'm not going to say that. I never say that.
To like, them, right.
Never to them. And the crazy part is my relatives, they now text me, right? But they can't figure out how to text with words because that's too hard. So they just send me emojis, which means my family sends me faces I have never seen them make in real life. Only on the phone are they laughing. They do the laughing emoji.
What they say, you like, give me like an example. They send in laughing emojis, but they say you're not supposed to laugh. Like,
yeah, not in real life.
Laughingness is weak.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just like, choose an argument and stick to it.
Right. That's funny.
But anyway, you know what was funny, Clayton? So,
What's this?
You talked about getting pulled over by the cops within minutes from your house, even being arrested in your driveway before.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about you come from a family that is always like, let's laugh. We gotta laugh, you know?
Right.
So I saw the Instagram video of you laughing in an officer's face because her shield was small.
That was not me.
That was not you. Okay.
I reposted it, but.
Okay. I thought that was you. And I was like, Clayton, I am scared for you right now. I was like, Clayton.
No, it was a male officer, and he was short, and he had a little shield, and they kept, like, he was just laughing. Little shield, look at this motherfucker, they didn't give you the big shield. They just roasting him.
I know.
It's been so many videos like that. I should have shared more, because it's a lot, like, where people are roasting the police, and that's just,
yeah.
I think that's where we mix that pain with comedy. And
oh my God, levity and negativity. And the songs that come out of
funny,
it.
It's funny, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I was waiting for that one to turn into a song, too. Like, you have such a little shield, that one.
Right.
Because the You About to Lose Your Job.
You About to Lose Your Job. Yeah.
Multiple remixes, too.
Man, I just hope she could capitalize off of it some way. Maybe get some merch, get you some t-shirts or something. Like,
she has an Instagram now. She opened up an Instagram account. You can follow her now. And I think, one more time?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I think she just named it like, I'm the You About to Lose Your Job girl. I think, so she's easy to find, I'm saying.
Right, because that title's not taken. That's one of them things that the early internet didn't eat up. Like, nobody was looking for the I'm about to lose your job girl as they name.
No.
So, yeah. So
that's
they was
good.
Like, nah, you got it. You got it. Do it.
Yeah, because
you want what? Yeah.
Or else you'd have to be Stacy Smith 94 or something.
Right. I'm lucky I got Clayton English.
Yeah, you know, for the longest time, yeah, you got Clayton English. Yeah, like, you mean on all your socials.
Yeah, and but not my Gmail. Somebody has a Clayton English Gmail.
Have you? Yeah, I've emailed that person.
Yeah, everybody has. He has so many emails of people, man. I hope he a good dude. I hope he doing well. I hope.
Yeah.
I hope he's up.
I hope he's on the same side of things as you know what I mean? Can you imagine?
I might just shoot him one and be like, yo, this is me. You know who the fuck it is. Where do you stand?
Yeah, it would suck that he's representing.
Where do you stay?
Mm-hmm. Where do you stay at? Well, it would suck because he's representing your name on his email. He got Clayton English. So if he was like, a super Republican, you know what I mean? That also
in the
like
in the name, it could very well be.
Yeah, yeah.
With that name, he very well could.
What if he eats like rats on the weekends and he kills? He skins them alive for fun or some weird shit, you know?
I'm worried. I hope he's a regular dude. I hope he's a good dude.
Yeah.
And I hope he never shows up to any of my auditions or anything. That would be the worst thing.
Yeah, you think he's ever submitted like a self-tape as you?
Shit. I would shoot my shot. I mean, I hope we're not in the same field because that would suck. Like, you know, that would suck so much to see all the stuff that you're not getting. But yeah.
Yeah.
I hope he does something different.
That's so interesting. You know, last year I found out there is another Atsuko who lives in my neighborhood.
In your neighborhood?
In my neighborhood. I've lived 32 years now on this earth. Lived in Japan.
Yeah.
Came here, said, people said, no, Atsuko is too hard. Change it to Stacy. I went through all kinds of shit. Finally, I said, no, I'm keeping
Stacy,
my name.
Why they want you to change?
You know, teachers.
Asko, is that Stacy in... why was it Stacy was the name they tried to throw you?
That's what I said. And then she said...
Oh, okay.
She said, don't worry. I did the research. Stacy means Atsuko in Japanese. Or in English.
Wow. Okay.
Which made me even more mad.
No, your name's way better.
Yeah. But I was like, oh, you did the research too. Of course you thought about the argument that I would give you back, which is, why Stacy? She's like, don't worry, I already did the research, you know? Which is such a Karen thing to do. Like, before you question...
You gotta think like them.
So it was, you know, I went through all of that, and then only to be like, you know what, I'm gonna go by the name that I was given at birth. And then... Now there's another Atsuko in my neighborhood. Finally. After all the times people laughed at my name, made fun of it, couldn't pronounce
right.
it. Now you
Are
come
cool?
around? Yeah.
Oh, you don't like them?
Oh, I've actually never met her. I talked all this shit. I haven't met her yet, but I did find her on Facebook. She goes by Atsuko Sells Homes. She's a realtor.
Atsuko Sells Homes.
She sells homes.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, you know, I go by Atsuko Comedy on my socials. We both go by our first name and our job.
That's enough coincidence right there. Like, you don't never have to meet her. Like,
yeah.
She might be you from another timeline. You might just need to
a richer
stay
me.
Away. Oh, well, yeah. Well, no, I guess you could see her and you could see
right.
she's not you.
So, no, totally. Yeah. But I respected that. I respected that she also just was like, fuck a last name. Atsuko Sells Homes.
She didn't even say realtor. She
Yeah. What?
It's what I do. This is what I do, okay?
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
no realtor.
Yeah.
I sell homes.
Yeah. Like if Clayton English, you know, you're the only Clayton English that does comedy.
Yeah.
Or else you could have tried for like Clayton Comedy too, or you know how some comedians do that.
Clayton tells jokes.
Yeah,
to
yeah,
the
yeah.
People, it would be long. I would probably make it too long.
Why did you add to the people?
because I would probably make it too long. Like I get in my head when it's time to do stuff. So it's like, Clayton tells jokes. To who though? Okay, to the people. Like.
And enjoys it.
Right. And they do too, as well. And almost as much as I enjoy doing it for them.
But like 10 words before Twitter had already shut down on you.
Right.
That's so funny. Yeah, no. Well, blessings to ClaytonEnglish@gmail.com, whoever has that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like how we could do that without saying my email. That's good.
No,
he's
I know.
He's going to get so much mail.
No.
Don't send that man nothing, please. Leave him alone.
No, I know. That's true. It's just, I mean, but
people... He suffered enough.
But here's the thing, Clay. They've already tried. Like, most people, if they want to email a comedian that they look up to or something, they'll try the first name, last name at Gmail first. So what I'm saying is, it's not like we really gave anything away. They've already tried that.
Yeah. No, they've done it. He's gotten them. Like, people are like... Oh, we emailed you, and I'm like, are you sure, though?
Yeah.
And then it works out.
Yeah. It's Clayton, the realtor. The realtor. No, Clayton English, the realtor that you had emailed. We're surrounded by them. Right. People who sell homes. Right. You know that?
Right. Everybody's selling homes.
Who's buying homes?
That's what I want to know, especially out here.
Do you have the money? Clayton, I don't know.
Look at my backdrop.
I said that's a nice backdrop.
Look at my backdrop.
That is a nice backdrop. Hey, you don't say that about my friend. Well, so it's like it's kind of like a yearbook gray, you know?
Yeah, it's a very graduation picture day gray backdrop. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the backdrop where they would probably give you a prop, like. You know, if you played clarinet or something, you would hold it in the picture. However you hold it. And, you know.
What did you hold? What did you do? What did you hold in your graduation picture?
Nothing. They put the little fake bib cap and gown on you, where it's just like a half little, and then it's up, and you just pose for the picture. Oh. And I did that. I didn't have nothing.
Would you do the microphone?
Probably. Yeah. Microphone or... I did track, so I don't know how you would do that. I guess maybe have your cleats around your neck or take the picture in some short shorts. I don't know. That's what track was.
I was thinking wind in your hair, like for a track star, because you're running
like,
so fast.
Like look like I'm going fast. Like look like I'm fast.
Or the baton,
even though.
Like you're running so fast, your face is being
I wasn't fast, though. I did the jumping. I did high jump and like that stuff, like.
Okay.
Triple jump, but I didn't do that long. I didn't like how that felt on my knees. But high jump, that was easy for me. That was
because it's a lot of build up and it's over.
Yeah, you just run, jump. It's jumping over a fence. It's literally just pretty much jumping over a fence without the repercussions of jumping over a fence. You know, you jump over a fence, you can get caught, your pants leg, you know what I'm saying? Or you can slip up and trip and it's concrete on the other side.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a little airbag. Like, this is...
Right.
This
no,
is
that's
easy.
True.
Like,
without the repercussions, without anyone chasing you, you know, some asshole.
Yeah, it's no dog. It's nobody trying to beat you up or no shit. You're not running from the cops or nothing. You're just out there like, I can clear that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you do that as a kid. You'd be like, I can jump over that. Like, little kids, that's how their brains work. And
I
think up until high school, it's still working like that. Yeah.
Wow, so you were a jumper. You were an athlete.
No, I wouldn't say that, but yeah, I was cool. Like,
well, I mean, so there's an audition process to get into the track team, right?
Not really. You just gotta go. And
Clayton, my God.
You just gotta show up.
Well, I had started, I'd be like, you were a jumper, an athlete, and
everything
you said brought it down.
I was good. Okay, look, I'm sorry. I'm not good at taking compliments, but I will tell you this. I was good at jumping, but I did what they call a scissor kick. Which is where you just jump, like, though you... I couldn't do that whole...
Oh.
Flop,
arch your back
whatever
or something?
It is. Yeah, it's like a little flop. I forget the dude's name, but it's named after him, and it's the way that you can go to higher abilities. But I could, like, scissor kick, like, something like 6 feet or something. So I would have people scared.
Wow.
Pretty much at most meets. I would win a lot of meets just because they would see I could jump that way.
Yeah.
And they had to jump the whole other way.
And,
but then once people started jumping higher than that, because it was only so high I could scissor kick, and I couldn't do it, you know.
There's always somebody who's going to beat the record.
Yeah, well, I mean, hey, you know, like.
Yeah, oh, I know. I never scissor kick. I don't scissor kick. I don't jump high. I jump. I wasn't cheerleading, though, Clayton.
Okay.
I don't know if you would believe it with these bangs.
I believe it. If you say it, I'm gonna believe you.
Thank you. Yeah. They were the audition process again was kind of easy, like you said. It's high school, you know. We're not.
Yeah. And they need a lot of people out there anyway. And it's just like, it's not something you could really get cut from. They'll find some kind of way for you to run. It's long distance, short distance. You can't run. Can you jump? You're too big to run. Can you throw this heavy rock? Hey, can you throw this heavy frisbee? Oh, what about you? You want to swing that around? You can't jump high, but have you ever tried jumping with the aid of a pole that flings you into the air? Go do that. Jump over. If you couldn't find something out there to do, like, you're just really bullshitting.
They had a lot of tools out there and toys for you. They were trying to fill the playground. They were like,
throw this stick. Throw this stick and try to make a stick in the ground over there.
They were like, we cannot, as coaches, bear to watch anything not being played with right now.
Right.
It was for their entertainment. And for cheerleading, it was like not that many people auditioned or like tried out. They didn't want to. And right. I needed something to break a bad habit that I was going through at that time. And I always loved dancing. So, and I did some gymnastics. I could do like a cartwheel and a round off. At one point in my life, I could do a no hand cartwheel, you know.
What?
Which I'm sure you can do too, because you have to be.
I don't understand it. I don't even understand how that works.
So they call it
cartwheels. Mean hands. Otherwise, you're not the cartwheel.
Well, right? That's what you got to do it fast. That's why you got to do it fast so you don't hit your head.
What?
Yeah.
Are you talking about?
It's probably kind of like your scissor kick. So you jump real high in the air, and then you kind of scissor kick and come back down. What is it? Like, yeah. I'm going to send you a clip, Clayton.
Yes, please do. Okay. Please do. Because, send me a clip, but I'm going to Google it as soon as we get off of this.
Yeah.
I'm Googling no-hand cartwheel because I thought the whole purpose of the cartwheel was you were the axle. You were the rim. Like, you're the spokes.
Right.
And you're spinning. But you're saying...
They call it a whole other name. They call it Ariel or like an Ariel. Or some.
Oh, but you was just doing it. You could just do it because you had just tried it. You was like, I wonder if I could do a cartwheel with no hands, and you had like no name for it.
No, they had no. I have never coined a term before, Clayton. I am not a.
Just did.
Ariel?
The no hand cartwheel.
Oh, that's true. I just said that.
That sounds, you know, way better than an Ariel. Ariel is a little mermaid. A no-hand cartwheel is hard to fathom.
You're right. I tricked you by making it sound like I was doing a crazier thing than what it really was. You know?
No, it sounds pretty crazy. It sounds cool. Because if it looks how I think it looks now, it's even, that's even harder.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. It is cool.
I was never a person that could flip. So I was always amazed at anybody that could do any type of like gymnastic type stuff. Like I could do a front flip and land on my back. More than likely.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why.
So I always like the people in school that would, you know, could backflip or, you know, that was amazing.
Yeah. And then like, especially just on asphalt when people would do dance battles and then people were able to do flips and stuff. Because in cheerleading, we had to, during halftime, meet the other cheerleaders and then we had to dance battle them. And so kind of bring it on style a little bit. Yeah. And so
have you seen the Hip Hop Harry video?
Where they did Bring It On?
No, it's just go with the little kids. I'm gonna send it to you. But okay. Go ahead.
Okay. What? Okay. Because the way you smiled.
No, it's funny. It's funny. I'm gonna send it to you. Brought to you by the.
Brought to you by who? Brought to you by
by the reposter of the Little Shield video.
Clayton English always sharing videos, but they're good. They're good and worth it. You know what I mean? No, Todrick Hall did a parody of like the Bring It On, like, you know, battle stuff. But I couldn't believe we actually did them in real life. You know, little old, like, immigrant me, 16 years old, just being like, okay, girls, here's this thing that we do every halftime. We have to meet the other cheerleaders and we have to battle, you know? And I'm like, what? Me? Like, I live in a garage with my mom and grandma. What? Just like in the movies, they're like, yes, you better beat them. You gotta shake your little ass. Shake your little ass, represent Venice High School. And it was like us going against girls from like all around, you know? So right. I went to Venice High School. We played against Inglewood, Crenshaw, all kinds of schools. And yeah, that's...
You had
that's,
to go out there and bet. So like, was it like one-on-one or was like we going at the same time? Like,
yeah.
How was it?
Well, you know, Clay, you know, if you know about the... Right? Like the community dance, you know, all the movies. What is it? Take It to the Streets and stuff.
Yeah, always... yeah, all them. You got served.
Yeah, yeah. So you have your first, you have your group. You do the group. We have a choreographed dance that we do as a group. And then we go into the center, just one-on-one. And I was terrified. Clayton, I was terrified. Anytime. Oh, okay, my God.
So your first time, you terrified.
Yes, I didn't really even have friends up until this point. And then the cheerleading squad took me in. And then suddenly I have to battle? No, you have to groom me for a few years. You have to show me the way of this life before you just go, hey, go battle. Go battle these girls, you know, who are way better than us. We weren't like the best cheerleading squad too. God, it was so... And there was a point, Clayton, where like sometimes, like... Because most of the stuff you were supposed to do is like booty shake, you know, have crazy hip moves. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
At the time, what was big? Crumping was big.
Oh, okay. Like, so you was out there with the...
No, Clayton. Can you imagine me doing crumping? And that would be a hate crime. I was like, it doesn't feel right. Not me. Not my face. I should not be crumping.
Because you got to get like, you do have to show emotion to crump. You have to be like, man, I saw a dude crumping against the cops. That's neither here nor there.
Excuse me. You can't stop it with that's neither here nor there.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what's going on out there.
Well, yeah, because there, yeah, once you have all kinds of people coming out, all kinds of groups, when it's a public event, Clayton, anything. Yeah. You know, in Utah, there was this white woman, I don't know if you saw, during one of the Black Lives Matter protests, she got completely naked, butt naked, and then started shitting on a cop car. Did you see that?
No. What?
I'll send you that one too.
Okay, there we go. We got videos to send.
There was a white woman, buck naked, squatting on a cop car, pooping. And there's video and there's a photo. But in the photo, it's like, so you have the protesters surrounding her and they all look shocked. They're just like, what the hell did our movement turn into?
Right, right. What are you doing, ma'am? Like, you said, nobody said shit on the cop car, okay?
No.
Out of all the chance, we saying defund the police, we saying no justice, no peace, we saying say their name. At no point did you hear anybody say, hey, go over there and shit on the windshield of that cop car.
But first, get completely naked.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Because when I saw that.
I gotta see this. That's crazy.
Some people were like championing it, being like, yeah, yeah, yeah. When I saw it, I was like, no, this is still Karen behavior because you co-opted a movement and said, oh, but I've been meaning to do this performance art piece, you know? Right.
You have way better outlook on people. You said performance art piece.
All right. It's,
as if she was.
That's true. That's not. It wasn't planned. But who knows? Look, your brother went to art school, right?
Yeah, he went to school for art, and he still photography and all that stuff. So yeah.
Yeah, I went to art school too. Yeah. That's something me and Brandon talked about when we met, but. Because I went to art school, I'd seen that kind of shit, you know, that kind of performance art.
Right, right.
That's why I was like, Because it's not even really thought out, again. And no. You're right. I'm being nice by even calling it art. But in her head.
You even have the outlook that might be what they're doing. Like, I would just be like, yo, that crazy lady shitting on cars again.
The pressure, under that kind of pressure to be able to do it too.
She performed.
That's the only credit I'll give her. Was that she was able to do it like on command before the cops came back and was like, whoa, 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 lady. And what is it? I don't know what happened to her, but I was like, I'm glad that they took video of that. You know, they would try to blame it on the black leaders.
Black Lives Matter shitting in cop car. Yes. No, we got the footage.
They're like, no, it was Sarah. Right. It was Sarah. She, I don't know what. We tried to stop her. We said, please don't. She was like, oh, she saw a cop car and she got real excited. She's like, oh, shit. This is my day. I've been applying to the community center with this piece for a long time. They kept rejecting my proposal. You know?
That's funny. She might have been on like some revenge shit. Like, mm-hmm. You know, the police, like, took her to jail, and it was that particular cop's car. And she was like, one day I'm going to shit on your fucking car, you asshole. And, like, she just, like, stalked it out, and she looked at it, and she was like, is that car number 1438? Oh, yeah. And then, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of ways it could have went. It's a lot of ways. The art is the classiest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the worst is just... She just had to shit.
Yeah, that's how you explain human behavior, you know? And I tend to be an optimist, you know? You go for practical.
Yeah, I want to make it, I got to make it make sense. Like,
you're like, she probably just needed to take a shit, honestly. It was probably a hot day. And,
man, it was, who knows? They if you look and did some research, you would find they just looted a Dairy Queen. And mm-hmm. That was the what resulted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When everyone
saw in the picture.
Everyone else was like, we got ice cream. You were the one that got chili cheese dog from
Nobody
Dairy Queen.
Told you to eat that.
Why did you get chili cheese dog from Dairy Queen?
Nobody told you to eat that.
We got the blizzards. Okay? It's a hot day.
You got a shake and four chili cheese dogs.
We knew what we were doing because we're here to protest.
Oh.
People are crazy. Clayton.
Man, don't try to make it. You were going to shit on yourself and you tried to make a statement. That's what the story really was.
Oh my God. The people around though, Clayton, it's just their faces look fucking terrified. Just like a ghost had just came up and told them that, I don't know, they were going to haunt them for the rest of their life or something. It was something to see.
I got to see it now, because now I'm going to be thinking of the context you brought it up. So
people are in the streets for various reasons, and we can't check all of them. That's what we were saying. Yeah. Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Like the black dildos. I saw you mention the black dildos.
Yeah, and, man. Put the dicks up. Don't come out here. Do that. This is kids out here, you know, and you know what I'm saying? Like, it's... That's not for this rally. This is, you do this at the late night after, you know, no. Man, kids eating school. What'd you say?
I blame the cops on that too, because they wanted to do a late night protest with the black dildos, but there was the curfew.
Right, right. And you know that's what I got arrested for.
Curfew,
as an adult, as a grown person.
I know, and we're
still... As an adult human being.
On the roof, because the woman said, what? She said, come on in, I got your back, but then trapped you on the roof?
Yeah, basically, we didn't have nowhere to go. They blocked us in, and this was like the day before. Remember the thing that happened? I think it was New York, maybe D.C., where the people ran into the person's house, and they stayed in the house until the morning when the curfew was over.
Yeah.
So she's like, you guys just come in here, and we're like, okay, cool. And then we get in there and she's like, you can't be in the hallway. You guys can be on the roof. And I'm like, bitch, that's back outside. Like, what are you fucking? I'm on the roof. There's no fucking point. So we're on the roof. A helicopter shows up. The cops are lining up like they are taking us to jail. Like, and she's not letting them in, but she's also not letting us like really in the hallway. And like some people are trying to like pay her to let them in into her apartment and stuff.
Oh, that's fucked.
Yeah.
With money, they were like, hey, let us in.
Yeah, and she wasn't going for it. And but she also was like, she had her phone out and she was like, oh, we're going to be on the news. We're going to make the news. And I'm like, bitch, what? That's never the goal. That's not the goal. That's not the goal. The goal is not to make the news.
Yeah.
In my life, I don't never want to make the news. Like, yeah.
No.
So, and then it was another dude up there, and he was saying the same thing. He was with the protest, but he was real eager and excited. And he was like, let's spell out BLM on the roof. Let's do it, guys. And he had, like, Richard Simmons energy. He was, like, so, like, pumped and, like, jumping around and, like, guys, we're going to find a buddy. And when we run, we're not going to look back. And we're going to live to fight another day tomorrow. And I'm like, who is this guy, man? Like, and he's like, spell out BLM. And I'm like, I'm not having nothing to do with that. Like, but he's like, we're going to make the news. And I'm like, why does everybody keep saying?
Yeah.
We're going to make the news. But I will tell you one thing. When everybody got arrested, two people that were nowhere to be found was him and the lady who let us in.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
They were in cahoots.
They in conjunction, junction, was they function.
Yep.
I want to know.
Oh, my God. But, and I am ashamed to say, I bet he was a cheerleader. I bet he was a cheerleader.
Oh, he definitely had strong, like, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, spirit. He was like, what are we about? You're like, getting home. He's like, spirit.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like.
No, what like, are we about? News, news. Sit down, Sean. Sit down. Put your pom-poms away. Where did the pom-poms come from? Do you know the lady that let us? Oh, you had paid them to be on the news. I don't trust people anymore.
See? Yeah. And they yeah, so they took us in, went to jail on the bus. It was for curfew. It was for curfew. Like,
right, right.
And now they dropped all curfew charges out here in L.A., but I want to go to court because I want to be a grown adult person in court for curfew. And you know what? I'm going to add some charges, throw in two counts of horseplay and one count of roughhousing. I was running with scissors and I didn't eat my vegetables for a whole week. Throw the book at me. What book is it going to be, man? Is it going to be a Berenstain Bears book? A little critter book? What kind of book are you going to throw at me?
That's like, true.
I really, like, as an adult, and the thing that was crazy was I wasn't even really with the protest. Like, I'm with the protest.
Right.
And I had protests earlier in the week, but this protest just came by my house. Mm. I was right near my house.
Again.
Like, this is another one of those instances.
Near your house. Right.
Yeah, they blocked my street off from me.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so.
Dang, yeah, no, I want you to press charges, yeah, for a horseplay, roughhousing, and then at the end, I just want you to be like, and I just want to know, I just want you to know I'm still mad at you, Mom and Dad. Yeah, just like,
I don't care how long you ground me.
Yeah, totally, totally. Mom, Dad, your marriage was never going to work anyway. Any last words, Clay, in English? No, sir. That's it. Where's my lunch? Oh my God!
Are you gonna be childish? Then we'll be all the way childish. Like,
yeah,
it was just crazy to me. And they knew I wasn't like,
right.
Yeah. I was the oldest person out there. I was the oldest person out there.
Clayton, you're like 32.
No, I'm not. I'm old, but I was the oldest person out there. Them kids were young. It was a bunch of kids. And now I'm probably like grouped in the Los Angeles police department system as a member of this gang, the Roof Boys. You know, like they probably think that I'm the leader of the Roof Boys because we were on the jail going to, we were on the bus going to jail and they was like, man.
Yeah.
Well, this was a night, and one of the kids was like, I guess we the roof boys now. And I was like, what?
They're like, there's two subsections to being a roof boy. You're either a Google boy, or you're an Android boy, or an Apple girl. Let's spell BLM together as Apple boys and Google girls.
But he didn't go to jail with us. We were asking about the cheerleader. He didn't go. That's what we asked. We was like, hey, man, where's the dude that was cheering everybody along? The dude with
so
the...
I'm so mad. I am so mad. Yeah, and then the next morning, he went out with a black dildo during the day, you know.
Oh, if I see him, I'm a swing on him. I'm a swing on him. Yeah. I'm just going to be like, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You got up out of there and you didn't tell nobody?
Yeah. Who'd you pay off?
That's some bullshit, buddy. Like,
did you finish spelling out
me
BLM?
And the roof boys? Me and the roof boys got a bone to pick with you. I snapped my finger and a bunch of kids with skateboards show up. That's the other thing. Everybody had a skateboard. I was the only person who didn't have a skateboard. I'm like, you can tell I'm not with them.
They're like, what are you doing with these children then? And it's like, man, I live here.
Right. Right.
Jesus. Clayton, I have a question.
Okay.
Could we play a game together?
Yes.
Before
How does this game work?
So we're starting to, you know, come to the end of the recording. It's so fun talking to you.
No, it's fun talking to you too, man. I always have fun.
I always love it. Always love it.
Whenever we link up, man. It's dope in person, though. It's dope in person because... Was the last time I saw you at Dynasty?
Yeah, I feel like those were the last couple of times we saw each other at Dynasty. There was like Baron's birthday, Baron Vaughn's birthday.
Yeah.
And then that show, and then you were on my show, which is the live version of this podcast. But because it's quarantine, I'm not able to have two guests, usually is what I have on the podcast. And I have them play at least a game with each other. This is just a game called Seeing the Unseen, where, you know, growing up, at least I watched a lot of movies with a lot of white people kind of horseplaying and roughhousing and things happening. But I always wondered, where were the other people? What were the other people up to during these scenes, you know? In this game, we're just going to reinsert. I'm going to play a scene from a classic Hollywood movie, okay? You'll hear it. I'll just play the audio. You'll probably know it too. And then you're gonna tell me, and then we'll talk about, let's talk about what the black character was up to in the scene, you know?
There we go, because that's how I always look at movies. I don't know if you, like, me and my little brother would always insert ourselves into the movie or...
Yeah.
Like, I guess it's not an advantage, but not seeing black people on the screen sometimes, it forces you to look at everything in another way. Like, I can see every movie, like, twice. Like, I can watch it your way. Mm-hmm. And then me and my brother can watch it and be like, man, yeah, right. Nobody would have did that shit. Like, you should have slapped him. Like, you know, like, so, okay, cool. I think I got it. I hope
well,
I
have
got
you
it.
Done it? Have you done it with this scene from Titanic? The sinking ship part?
Go ahead.
So, okay, let's see how this works. This is just commercial really quick. I'm playing it off of YouTube, so there is an ad. thank you.
Sometimes those ads are like 30 minutes. If you don't catch them, you'll come home and you'll be watching some weird stuff.
Oh, no, I got to skip it.
This is an ad? What is this?
Oh, good. I skipped it. Okay, so... I'll tell you a little bit of what's happening, okay? The ship is now diagonal, okay? There's a bunch of white people in life that's, oh no, we gotta climb up. You got Leonardo DiCaprio, Kate Winslet, okay? Holding on to each other. No, I ain't gonna lose you, you know? A bunch of people are now jumping off the ship, okay? Now there's a pastor, a white pastor, holding on to hands, praying out loud, okay? And people are... struggling to get up. Let's end it there. Okay, so that's what happened in the scene. I had to play it out for you. I don't know if you like that version at all, but that's what I saw.
I remember it. Yeah.
Okay, so I didn't see a black person in there anywhere. I feel like I saw maybe two people of color, but yes. So, okay, so what's your character's name? What are you doing during this?
Okay, so first of all, they didn't want us to go. They let us. They made us build it. They made us build a ship.
Oh, shit. That's a big ship, too.
We were building the ship, and we kept telling them, hey, this bitch too big. Like, it's going to crack in half. It don't need to be this guy. And they said, shut the fuck up and build it the way we... And we were like, all right.
They didn't listen to you. Like, how many of you built this big old ship?
Oh, it was a massive undertaking of so many black people. So many black people. And we did not get paid well. We were paid with Titanic bucks.
Damn.
Which can only be used on the ship. And then we found out they weren't going to let us on the ship.
So it was predictable.
It was fucked up. It was fucked up. They was like, we'll buy your Titanic bucks back for 75% of their value less. And so,
oh, fuck. Okay.
I think the black character is going to read the paper when this gets reported. And he's going to be like, hey, man, I told him that boat was too goddamn big. Like, I think that's the black character. Just because I don't want to see no more black people dying. Yeah. I don't even want us to be out there on the boat, man. So, hey, we know what
it is. I love that you took yourself. You weren't even on the boat. You took yourself off the boat.
We built the boat. We had to build this big-ass boat that these white people wanted to sail on and wear extravagant gowns. And we told them.
Yeah, no, you told them, and I love that you have a newspaper, and that's your last line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how we watched it.
What's your character's name, though?
Oh, you gotta have like one of them old, like historical black names, like you know, it's gotta be like it's gotta be like three names though, like Ralph David Abernathy. So it's gotta be like Thaddeus Young
Buck. The third. Sorry. Keep going. I'm not gonna. This is your game.
Thaddeus Young Buckford. Young Buckford, right. and they call him Thad Buck for short. Uh-huh. And his yeah. There we go.
Yeah, and I he's like the it. I like he's the guy who we broke the news. He's the guy who broke the news via newspaper to his friends who also had to build this too big of a damn ship.
Right. And then they also had to, what'd you call it? The messed up part was they had to go clean up all the dead white people.
Ooh, no, let the ocean do that.
But they got to keep whatever they found.
What, life vests? A bunch of life vests and wigs?
No, them one of them big ass diamonds. They found.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whatever her shit was.
Right. See, that now that's a happier ending to Titanic.
See, yeah.
Can we do one more?
Yeah,
That was awesome. Thaddeus Young Buckford. Okay, have you ever seen Meet Joe Black?
I don't remember it. I think I probably did see it, but I don't remember it.
Okay,
that's Brad Pitt, and isn't he like Death? He's Death, right? Or something?
That's right.
The Grim Reaper?
Okay, so I'm just going to play the audio from one scene, okay? There are other black characters in this scene. I'm just going to set it up for you, okay? So there is a black grandma. She's in the hospital. And a nurse is... it's not a nurse. Her daughter is trying to calm her down because she's kind of scared when she sees Brad Pitt because he's Death, right? Okay, so I'm just going to play the scene and I'll let you hear it.
I'm going to die.
Mama, stop it. It's just a man.
Oh, can you hear it?
She just offered. She don't mean nothing. Please help us.
Of course. No, be a sister. No devil, no dopey. Everything going to be irie.
Okay, so I couldn't figure out where the mic was. Were you able to hear that?
No, I just heard the end. What did they say? Who said that?
That was Brad Pitt.
That was Brad Pitt?
Speaking patois.
Oh, so he said, oh, yeah, that would scare the shit out of me, man. I would definitely think that white man is the devil. When Tom Hanks started doing that shit, I said, ooh, he need Jesus. I don't know what the fuck. It don't sound right coming out.
Yeah.
Everything Irie, don't no duppy, no ghost, nah. No, what? Get away. Shoot him.
So what's your character doing in this scene? And
if that's my grandma, I'm going to get that white man up out of here, man. Don't come in here talking that shit, man. You're scaring everybody.
What if
she
he was
already
like,
having trouble?
What if he was like, don't worry, I'm of death.
Then I'd be like, then especially get your ass out of here. That's like that's like a white dude walking in and singing, "Don't worry, be happy."
Right,
like, you
right.
know what I'm saying? Like, what are yeah. you doing? Like, that's not even how we say it. Get out of here, Joe Black, and you're not even black, you motherfucker. Death could have at least let us kill you. They wouldn't yes. even give us a job killing white people. Ain't that some shit? That's crazy.
Yeah, no. So he's just death already. Yeah. And then, okay, so you would step in as the grandson and you would just be like, no, you do not belong. You leave.
Yeah, I'd be like, first of all, man, you look like the same dude. You don't look like the dude that killed Uncle Charles in the Crossroads video. So I don't know who you are. I want him to come get my grandma. He took my Uncle Charles. He can come get her, but you right. not go. I don't know where you finna take her.
Yeah, and what's up with the patois? Like, why?
That's scary to me.
He's like, I took a vacation at the Sandals Resort.
right. Like, I don't want that. He came back with a braid. He had a braid with the little shells in it. And now you want to come in? Grim Reaper just got off vacation and he came back acting different, man.
I know. I thought Grim Reaper, why do they even care? Like, they don't have to come back with an accent. You know what I mean?
No, I know this movie should be called Grim Reaper Gets His Groove Back. That's what it feels like.
You know Brad Pitt, maybe. I wonder if he was, like, excited when he was like, I get to what? They're like, they're going to let you do it. They're gonna let you do it like Chet Hanks. What? Me?
Well, yo, what?
I get to what? They're like, you know, like Sean Paul. You're gonna be like the American Sean Paul.
Just give me the light.
Yes.
That guy. What was crazy is what if he ad-libbed it? What
oh
if he just
God.
Did that and fucked everybody up on set? Like, what the fuck was that?
And they were like, we're keeping that. He's like, well, I only do. And he just kept doing it. Oh my God, that's funny. If he just, yeah.
I hope those black actors didn't have to sit through that long. I hope they nailed it out, knocked it out like two times.
I hope so too, because it is like a hospital full of black characters in the scene. And then,
right.
You know, and he just, because it's like 90s Brad Pitt, so he just kind of looks, you know, like Angelina Jolie's husband. Not Angelina Jolie, the other girl.
Jennifer, I know who you're talking about.
Aniston's, that Brad Pitt, you know, just came out of nowhere. And he was like, I'm not even going to do the accent. But what if he was just a, just give me the light.
And pass the drill. He just say everything that was popping around that time as far as reggae songs go.
Yeah, whether it was like Get Busy or what if he was just Elephant Man.
Shake that thing, Miss Gala Gala. Shake that thing, Miss Annabella.
Dirty wine, yeah. But, you know, those were great. That was clean rewriting history. Clean rewriting history.
No, that's fun. That's fun. You always got good games. That's good. I love it.
You know, when this pandemic is over, Clayton, I do want to have you on the actual game show too. I had
Let's
you
do it.
Yeah, you did a stand-up set that time, but it would be cool to have you come on and play the game. Nicole Byer played the same game as you that we played today, and she got the Meet Joe Black scene too. She said she would just call in a hate crime. If she was
that's
there
pretty
and
much
saw that.
It, man. Hey, this white man's harassing my dying mother.
They're like, did he touch her? She's like, no, he just opened his mouth. No, he just found himself. That's oh, Clayton. Okay, well, we've come to the end of our recording. Thank you so much for joining
me. Awesome, man.
Hey, is there like anything that like you want to share with the people you're stoked about, or you know?
Oh yeah. Yeah, this is the time. This is where you got to be Hollywood and plug yourself.
Only so, if you want to, or if you want to plug something else too. If you're like, oh, you know, look at this.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah.
No, check me out on Tournament of Laughs. I'm doing that. That's on TBS. My episode should be coming on. So vote for that, people. I got a thing called Dope Movies where I get high and then I review movies I haven't seen in a while. I give you a recap and then they animate it. So that's on Comedy Central's YouTube. Check that out.
And you did Mrs. Doubtfire, right?
Mrs. Doubtfire was in the James Bond one. I did a James Bond one. Jurassic Park one. And then I did a Meteor Man one that hasn't come out yet. So you got to look for that. And
amazing.
Yeah, it should be dope.
Yeah. Dope Movies with Clayton English. Check it out. And a Tournament of Laughs. So funny. Thank you so much, Clayton, for joining.
Thank you. No, thanks for having me, man.
And that was our episode. Bye.